Hello, I'm Alice Norwood, Audit Manager, speaking with Kim Kennedy, a senior auditor from our San Francisco office, about a report titled Medicare Inappropriately Paid Hospitals Inpatient Claims Subject to the Post-Acute Care Transfer Policy. Kim, can you start by telling us what post-acute care is?
Sure, Alice. Following a hospitalization for injury or illness, many patients require continued medical care, either at home or in a specialized facility. Post-acute care refers to a range of medical care services that support the individual's continued recovery from illness or management of a chronic illness or disability.
So what is Medicare's post-acute care transfer policy?
Under this policy, Medicare pays hospitals a per diem payment when a hospital transfers a beneficiary from a selected diagnosis-related group to a skilled nursing facility or home health care.
So what's the difference for a hospital if it discharges a patient versus transferring a patient?
Well, Medicare pays hospitals a flat rate per case for an inpatient hospital stay. The payment is called a DRG payment, which stands for diagnosis-related group. The amount of that payment depends on the patient's diagnosis. When a hospital discharges a beneficiary to a certain setting, like a hospice or to a patient's home, Medicare pays the appropriate DRG payment. For transfers to other post-acute care settings, like home health care or skilled nursing facilities, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, pays the hospital a per diem payment.
So a DRG payment is for a discharge. A per diem payment is for a transfer. Is there a difference in the DRG payment compared to the per diem payment?
Well, generally, the DRG payment is greater than the per diem payment.
So why did CMS create the transfer policy?
The transfer policy came out of the Balanced Budget Act of 1997. CMS created the rules after learning that acute care hospitals transferred some diagnosis-related group patients to post-acute care shortly after they were admitted. CMS overpaid for these beneficiaries since they paid the hospital at the higher DRG payment rate for discharges instead of the lower per diem rate for transfers.
What prompted the OIG to do this review?
In previous OIG reviews, we identified Medicare overpayments to hospitals that failed to comply with the transfer policy. These hospitals transferred beneficiaries to certain post-acute care settings, but claimed the higher reimbursement you'd get for a discharge. We recommended that CMS educate hospitals on the transfer policy.
What else did you recommend?
We also recommended that CMS improve how it prevents and detects post-acute care transfers that are miscoded as discharges. In 2004, CMS implemented something called Common Working File, or CWF, system edits to identify and improperly coded hospital claims. It also instructed Medicare contractors to automatically cancel or deny claims with incorrect discharge codes.
Did the CWS system edits fix the problem?
No. In recent OIG reviews, we found that Medicare was still overpaying hospitals for claims miscoded as discharges for patients who were not actually discharged, but rather were transferred to post-acute care. We decided to conduct a nationwide review to determine the extent of the problem and why these errors were still happening.
So what are your current findings?
We found that Medicare made overpayments to hospitals because the CWF system edits tied to post-acute care transfers weren't working properly.
What does that mean, Kim?
Well, some Medicare contractors did not always receive the automatic claim adjustments that the CWF system edits were supposed to make. And the CWF edits did not correctly calculate the number of days between the dates of service on the inpatient claim and the post-acute care setting claim.
So what was the cost to Medicare?
Medicare inappropriately paid over 6,000 Medicare claims that should have been coded as transfers. In total, Medicare made over $19 million in overpayments.
Wow, $19 million. How did CMS respond to the findings and recommendations?
CMS generally agreed with our findings and recommendations. As a result of our review, CMS will start collecting the overpayments on claims. Additionally, CMS updated the CWF system edits, which identifies improperly coded hospital claims. This update resolves some of the vulnerabilities identified in our report. CMS also said they will provide a Medicare Learning Network Matters article to educate hospitals and Medicare contractors on the correct codes to use when patients are discharged from the hospital.
Thank you, Kim, for sharing this important work on Medicare's post-acute care transfer policy.
Thank you, Alice.